Hi, everyone. Welcome to this podcast from the Knowledge Foundation for the 5th Annual Battery Safety Conference, which runs November 13th through 14th in Washington, D.C. I'm Ann Nguyen, Associate Conference Producer. Today, we're chatting with one of the program speakers, Dr. Judith Jivarajan, Battery Group Lead in the Power Systems Branch at NASA Johnson Space Center. Judy, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Can you broadly describe the focus of your battery work at NASA and what the environment and resources are like there for conducting your research?
Sure. My battery work at NASA spans a wide range. I do from research and development to approving batteries for use in a human-rated environment, in a human-rated space environment. The main focus of my work is to confirm battery safety. My research and development efforts include testing state-of-the-art cells to characterize their performance and also determine their tolerance to various off-nominal or abusive conditions. When we carry out the tests under the off-nominal conditions or abusive conditions, we can actually determine the worst-case failures that can occur with a particular cell or battery design. And so these research efforts actually help me in understanding the worst-case failure modes and help the hardware developers also in designing their batteries safely. And finally, we also want to test the batteries appropriately to confirm that their battery design is safe. And the safety we are concerned about is mainly to be for these batteries to be safe in a human-rated space environment. And the NASA programs actually recognize the value of this type of independent research and fully support the efforts. They provide the funding to not only carry out the work, but also present it at conferences so that the others in the battery industry will benefit from it. At Johnson Space Center, we have the required facilities and the equipment and also resources to carry out the entire range of battery tests, from characterizing the performance of these cells and batteries under nominal conditions all the way to determining their tolerance to relevant and credible off-nominal conditions.
And for your second question, there must be unique challenges when it comes to designing and using safe lithium-ion batteries in the space environment. What are some of them and how do you address them?
Yes, there are a couple of very unique challenges. The first thing is using batteries in space, you know, includes a microgravity environment. And the bigger challenge actually is the use of these batteries safely in a confined habitable volume where the crew resides. In this type of environment, we actually have a zero tolerance to a fire. So the confined volume and the zero tolerance to a fire demands a very stringent evaluation of the safety of the batteries. So the reason we do this is because the crew members cannot really step out of a space vehicle as they would on ground, either like from an automobile or from a portable equipment fire type of event. And the other challenge is that batteries are sometimes located or used in a deep space vacuum environment. And this poses a bigger problem for us. For instance, with lithium-ion batteries, I would like to talk about that as an example. External shots and overcharge are two of the many hazards that you would encounter with it. And these can actually lead to fire and thermal runaway. In an ambient pressure environment, most lithium-ion cells and batteries, when shorted, may display some charring or some minor venting as a heat dissipation and due to convection, as well as the conduction between cells, is faster. But when you have the same event under vacuum conditions, fire and thermal runaway occur when external shots occur, when external shot conditions are levied on lithium-ion cells and batteries. When you look at an overcharge condition, for instance, under that failure mode, under ambient pressure conditions, the events are more catastrophic. You would see instantaneous fire and thermal runaway if there are no protective features or if the battery is not designed correctly. But under deep vacuum conditions, the events are quite benign because the cell-to-cell thermal runaway propagation is minimized due to a lack of convection. So these types of issues are actually addressed by testing under the relevant conditions and environments, and also designing the batteries with the right balance to address all the different catastrophic hazards that we can encounter in a space-rated environment.
And finally, what will be the main theme of your presentation at the conference on November 13th?
On November 13th, I'll be presenting on the topic of whether propagation of thermal runaway from one cell to the next in a battery design can be prevented. With the recent events in the commercial, aerospace, automobile, and electronics industries, this type of study is very relevant. what we're trying to determine is, you know, the factors that cause the propagation in the first place. And I'm also trying to use various methods to prevent the heat from spreading from one cell to the next. And the preliminary data is what I'll be presenting at the conference on the 13th.
Excellent. Well, we're really looking forward to hearing more about your research and work, which sounds really fascinating to me. So, Judy, thanks once again for your time and insights today.
Sure. Thank you.
That was Dr. Judith Jeevarajan of NASA Johnson Space Center. She'll be speaking at the 2014 Battery Safety Conference, taking place November 13th through 14th in Washington, D.C., following the Lithium Battery Power Conference. If you'd like to hear her in person, visit www.knowledgefoundation.com/battery-safety for registration information and enter the key code PODCAST. I'm Ann Nguyen. Thanks for listening.